beautiful morning. Rain just quit a few minutes ago. You can see I'm all set up here on the edge of this hay field. We've seen a big mature gobbler out in the field the past, off and on the past few days. One or two hens. See, I've got my decoy set up out there about 20 yards or so, and I'm tucked in underneath a cedar tree here. So it's probably just a little bit before they'll be flying down off the roost this morning. Hens are kind of starting to go to the nest already. And haven't heard a gobble, but that's not unusual on a morning that's going to be so. Wait a minute, I did just hear one in the distance. Yep, so I'm going to get my gun across my lap and get it ready. We'll see what happens.
Well, looky here. I have finally managed to harvest me a turkey. I'll tell you what, this year has been pretty tough as far as calling in some turkey, but boy, this morning it sure worked out. I call this the rainy day Tom. I just love to turkey hunt when it rains, especially when you get to an area like this right here. This is right on the edge of a hay field is where I'm at. You can look at me, look at back here, my setup. I've got some decoys set up here. And the blind is, I've got a blind because it's been raining back there into that little grove of trees and some cedars behind me. Tell you what, I'm no expert turkey hunter, but I have turkey hunted several years. And when it comes to a rainy day, I am going to be out there turkey hunting because on a rainy day, these birds, they tend to come out in the fields and come out in the openings. They can't hear a lot in the timber because of all the rain falling and all. And so they'll like to get out here in the openings where they can see any kind of predators or anything coming up. So normally this morning, I made one call early on, but as soon as he come down off the roost, evidently from across the creek over here, he come out in this hay pasture. You can see I've got a Jake decoy set up here and two hens, and he probably ran across this pasture, I don't know, 150 yards, just full bore, madder than a wet hornet because he sees this Jake out here with these hens. This Jake, this decoy here, you call a young bird, a young turkey, a Jake, so he's not quite a mature bird in the wild yet. And this old boy, he must be the boss Tom around here. Take a look at these hooks. My goodness. I mean, that's over an inch. This one here is just as sharp as ever. I haven't measured them yet, but I'd say that's probably an inch and a quarter. And I'm not sure how long his beard is, but it looks to be about 10 and a half, 11 inches anyway. It's wet right now, so it looks really thin. But he come in here, I let him get about probably, 4 or 5 yards from the Jake decoy, and he's fixing to blow up and try to fight my decoy, and I knew that wasn't going to last long. So before he did that, I pulled the trigger on him. But love to turkey hunt, and maybe that'll kind of give you a little tip there as far as if you get up one morning during turkey season and it's raining and you know where you can go to where there's an opening out in the field, a lot of times if there's turkey in the area, they're going to be in that field. And so just go set up your decoys. You don't even really have to do a lot of calling. And maybe you'll be as blessed as I am this morning. So I'm going to get this bird checked in, and then I'm going to get it up there. And hey, we may be having fried turkey strips for supper. What a morning that turned out to be. Call him the rainy day Tom. I tell you what, I had been hunting all week long, and it had been pretty tough, I'm going to tell you, because there wasn't a lot of turkeys gobbling. A lot of the hens were going to the nest. But like I said before, a rainy day, I'm going to be out the door, especially when it comes to turkey hunting. Because when it comes to turkey hunting, those birds are going to usually find their way out into an opening. If you could have seen my setup there, I had a cedar thicket in behind me. And what they'll tend to do is they'll tend to get up underneath those cedars in the rain, and they'll just kind of go out into the field, come back in. And that's what I was counting on that morning. And thank the good Lord he sent one my way because it had been a long week. But you know what? Anytime you're out in the woods is a good time. I mean, it had been a long week, and I'd been climbing up and down hills and everything, but you know what? I loved it.
I still got up every morning and was excited to get out there because I love the woods. You know what? That tom ended up being the biggest bird I have ever harvested. So after I got him back up to the house and I took his measurements, he weighed 23.8 pounds, which is a pretty heavy turkey. And then his spurs, once I got them measured, they ended up both being over 1.25 inches long. Look how sharp that one hook is right there. 1.25 inches on both of them. And then his beard, once I measured it, the longest hair out there, this needs a pillow like a crown that goes on. But anyway, his beard ended up being over 12 inches long. Biggest bird I have ever harvested in my life. But you know what paid off? Patience. You know, that's one thing I've realized over the years. Every good hunter has to be patient and oftentimes very, very persistent. Believe me, getting up way before daylight and chasing turkey up and down hills for several days without bagging one can make you want to throw in the towel. With the way things were going, I was certain I wasn't going to get a bird this year. But by being patient and persistent, he finally came around. Wow. That sounds a lot like me. Does it sound a lot like you? The Lord called, but I was puffed up like an old gobbler, set on doing things my way and staying on my own path. But just as the scripture tells us in 2 Peter, God was patient and persistent. He sure was with me. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." He persistently calls, but will we listen? He is faithful to deliver on his promises. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, "God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." There is nothing more satisfying or amazing than surrendering to the Lord's call. If you haven't done that, I encourage you to answer him today. Pray to the Lord, asking him to forgive you of your sins. Allow him to turn your life around and let him lead. I promise you won't regret it. Speaking of calling, I think I hear my wife calling me for dinner. It may be ready. I'm hoping it's fried turkey strips. See you next time.